time training camp for you was highly competitive. Like for you, what can you reflect on? What year for you was like that? Was pretty crazy.
I mean, I think it's always competitive. But to, you know, go up against guys who, do we need to get you some water?
I'm all right, dude. Thanks. I appreciate you looking out for me.
I don't know who breathing like that.
Am I breathing hard?
I don't know. Somebody is. But, I mean, anytime you can go up against guys that, you know, Pierre, 110 catches, leading the league in catches, and, you know, a guy like, you know, Deshaun Jackson, who's the number one guy, Andre Roberts, who's the number one type of guy. You know, anytime you got that level of competition, you know, as defensive backs, man, you have no choice but to get better. You know, we just tell Robert as much as possible, throw the balls downfield, man, so we can get some work. So, you know, anytime we got guys like that working us every day, man, you know, hopefully we can come out a better unit.
Can you talk about, like, the verbal leadership and the on-field leadership between you and Ryan specifically in the secondary, kind of trying to offset the loss of London?
I mean, you know, it's not just going to be us. You know, it's going to be Barry Cofield. It's going to be Bo. It's going to be Hatch. You know, it's going to be Rack, Kerrigan. You know, it's going to be a collective effort from all of us. You know, it's not just going to be one guy's voice that we're going to hear over top of everybody else's, man. You know, we're going to go out there and try to lead as a team, try to play as a team, try to win as a team.
Besides Raheem, Jimmy?
He's loud. He's loud.
He just barks like a dog out there, just yelling at everyone.
That's why I don't say much no more. I don't have no need to. Raheem says everything.
Dude, what do you see David making strides, Emerson making strides in his second year here?
I mean, he's doing everything I asked him to do. You know, he hit the offseason program hard. I mean, he did everything we asked him to do as far as getting ready for this season. You know, he's out there working every day, being competitive, trying to get better, working on his technique. You know, last year playing as a rookie actually gave him a lot of confidence and, you know, I think maturity as far as, you know, taking some lumps and some bruises and really understanding the defense. And so, you know, I'm looking for him to have a heck of a year this year. You know, definitely, you know, a breakout year and, you know, becoming a star.
Other than what you talked about with getting more experience, why is he going to be a good corner in this league?
I mean, I think he just has it all. You know, he has a total package. You know, anytime you're, you know, a 6'1", 6'2", corner, can run, great ball skills, can get up there and pressure at the line of scrimmage, so he's, you know, real physical. You know, he's a total package. You know, we can work on his technique and get everything, you know, fundamentally sound. There's no reason he can't go out here and track number one guys all game long. So that's what we're grooming him for. And, you know, like I said, man, he's, you know, he's looking good out there.
So when you're 40, you're going to finally hand over the number one corner to him, right?
It's going to be before 40. It's going to definitely be before 40.
You know, last spring, Phil Thomas was looking pretty good, and then he blew out the foot in camp. What do you – does he look like he's back fully the way he was?
Yeah, he does. He does, man. He looks good. You know, we have so much depth, and it's, you know, it's such a competitive group. Tanar's coming around. Bakar is learning a lot from, you know, from Ryan. So, I mean, we have a real competitive group back there in that secondary, man. It's going to be tough to kind of figure out, you know, who stays, who goes. So, you know, I'm lucky I don't have to make those decisions. But, you know, it's definitely a competitive group back there. And, you know, we keep pushing each other because we tell the guys, man, you know, you might not make this team, but you're going to make somebody's team. You know, if you just keep working hard and keep getting better, you know, you put the right stuff out there on film, you're going to make somebody's team. And that's what it's about, just putting this shield on.
What's Phillip bring to the table?
Physicality, man. You know, we joke about him all the time being a linebacker. You know, he's just so big and can run. You know, he's a guy that we love to have down in that box, man. He's like another linebacker, but he can still cover and, you know, catch the ball. So, I mean, just the physicality, you know, from that standpoint, man, he's a beast out there.
There's Jay Gruden, who has a different style, obviously, than Mike. What do you make of Jay so far?
Love him. Love him, man. Love his energy. You know, his demeanor out here on the field as far as coaching us up. You know, his passion for the game, his understanding of offenses and defenses. You know, it's been great to have him out here. You know, I said when I was a free agent and I was actually thinking about coming back here, you know, I told Jay when he called me, you know, because he just called me out of the blue. You know, I was like, you know, I want to interview you. You know, I'm gonna interview you. So, you know, I came up here, met with him, you know, the rest of the coaching staff, defensive guys I pretty much knew, but, you know, got a chance to meet with the rest of the guys. And, you know, before I was leaving the building, I was like, I like this guy. You know, we're going to win a lot of games. And, you know, I immediately was calling my agent and Bruce trying to tell those guys to, you know, get something done.
You've been around a while. You probably get a feel, even this early into a camp or whatever, what type of team a team is. What's your sense of this football team?
I mean, we still got a long way to go as far as really finding our identity. But I think just a broad description of us, man. You know, we're going to be a unit that gets after the quarterback, obviously, you know, from a defensive standpoint. You know, we got to prevent the big plays. You know, special teams going to be much improved. You know, offense, you know, we're going to run the ball, you know, take our shots downfield. And we got a lot of guys to spread the ball to. So, you know, I'm real interested to figure out how, you know, how other, you know, opposing defense is going to be able to cover, you know, all the guys we got in and stop Alfred Morris and RG from running. So, you know, just a team that's going to get after you, play 60 minutes, be tough, be physical, you know, fundamentally sound. You know, Jay preaches penalties, you know, whether it's false starts, whether it's holding on the back end, anything. So, you know, we got to play mistake-free football. You know, anytime you can do that in this league, you got a chance to win games. You know, try to get some turnovers. So, you know, we're going to, you know, just try to turn it up and, you know, just keep working, man. Try to take on the identity of our coach.
Now that you've seen Deshaun up close here, is he as advertised? Is it what you expected? Is it more? Is it different? He different?
I've seen him for the last 6 years. So, it's pretty much we know what we got. So, can't wait to see him out there in our jersey and, you know, scoring touchdowns for us.
D'Angelo, Deshaun gets so much attention, and Pierre obviously had a huge year for you last year. Is Andre Roberts kind of flying under the radar a little bit? And what does he bring to the table, you think?
If he's flying under the radar come first game, it's going to be tough on that third corner to try to strap up him because, you know, we brought him in here to be, you know, to be our number two guy. So, you know, he's going to have some fun out there on the field going against number three corners and number four corners when we bring Santana in there and Jordan Reed and, you know, just all the different weapons we got. You know, it's going to be scary to see our offense actually rolling and, you know, and making plays.